And I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show. We got Heather here from the Sea Dog Brewery and Tim Westwig of Conway Area Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning, Gino.
Thank you so much for coming on. This is really exciting. We're doing something brand new here on Magic 104. And Heather, I'm going to start off with you here. You guys are obviously representing the Sea Dog Brewery, and you guys came to the radio station saying that you wanted to do something for the community, and more importantly, the animals of the community, and wanted to team up with the society, which I think is outstanding. What's behind the motivation there for Sea Dog?
Well, Gino, Fred and Judy Forsley, who founded Sea Dog Brewing Company quite a few years ago, each one of their locations often pairs with a local nonprofit to help support in the community. And animals, is being the sea dog, is definitely a natural fit for us.
Yeah.
So when Dorothy approached me, she had this idea. It was fantastic. I jumped all over it, and she put Tim and I together pretty quickly.
Sure.
And brought Blossom in for our very first doggy feature.
Absolutely.
So Sea Dog to the Rescue has been launched as of today.
As of today, absolutely. And that's what it's going to be about. We're actually going to be doing this at noontime on Tuesdays. Every week around noontime, people will be able to tune in to Magic 104. I'll actually be the DJ that's on air, so that's pretty cool. And I'll get to make an announcement about the new dog of the week, if you will, the rescue of the week that we're trying to find a forever home. And
yeah.
Tim, that's where you guys come in. You guys have all types of pets and animals at the Conway Area Humane Society that are looking for these loving homes. We're trying to find good places for all these pets. And you are kind of new at the job, right? New director
I am
over there.
Yeah, a couple months on the job.
Yeah. How has it been so far?
It's been very exciting.
Yeah.
I've gotten a warm reception from everyone, and it's a great job. I mean, adopting dogs and cats out.
I mean, seeing
all the happy people. It's not a hard job to take.
And happy pets.
And happy pets. Yes. Finding those forever homes. So let's talk about, before we talked about Blossom, and like Heather, you said, that's kind of our debut dog here for Sea Dog to the Rescue. Before we talk about specifically Blossom, let's talk about just the adoption process. A real quick little synopsis of how that goes down. Tim, what's the process?
Well, basically, people come in to visit us. We're open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 3 for adoptions.
Okay.
And, a lot of times people will notice on Facebook or on our website dog that they fall in love with. In this case, they'll be at the Sea Dog Brewery and see a dog that they love and come over. And then they just come in and spend some time with the animal and fill out some paperwork and go home happy with a pet.
For sure. Yeah. And if they hear about one of the pets, whether they see the flyer over at the Sea Dog Brewery or they hear about it on the radio, what's the best way to contact the society to talk about the dog?
They can contact us by phone, 603-447-5955.
Excellent.
Or they can email us at info@conwayshelter.org.
Excellent. That's what I figured. I just wanted to make sure that was true.
That's right.
And it is conwayshelter.org, too, for all
You're
the details and all the animals.
Testing me to see if I know the phone number.
Just want to make sure that you're good. We know that you're new at this. We want to make sure that you're good to go when it comes to the society. I think this is outstanding. It's, again, Sea Dog to the Rescue. We're going to do this noontime every Tuesday. We'll be making a big announcement about a dog of the week or a cat of the week. We'll be a different type of animals.
Yep.
We hope to get the dogs and cats in there.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm a cat guy. I gotta love dogs too, but I am the cat guy. And even with all of the pet stores and the North Country Animal Hospital and everybody that we work with, it's dogs, dogs, dogs. But there's cats out there too that need that love.
There absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. So let's talk about Blossom. She's our big premiere here. She's actually right out in our lobby. We're going to be taking all types of pictures with Blossom in just a little bit. And of course, we'll post everything, all the details up on our Facebook page, our website, and of course, there'll be a flyer over at the Sea Dog Brewery too. You have a nice sign up there. And,
we'll have a featured pet of the week.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. So let's talk about Blossom a little bit and why we're trying to find her a home.
Well, Blossom is a very energetic 5-year-old lab mix. She came to us via a transport from Texas at the end of April. And as the people in the lobby found out this morning, very friendly and super excited dog.
Yeah, ball of energy for sure.
Ball of energy.
Yeah, she'd be great. Great partner for hiking.
And got these great pointy ears that you got to see.
Okay.
So check her out on the Facebook page.
A beautiful lab mix. And when it comes to placing pets in homes, you guys actually take it a little bit of stuff beyond and you really make sure that you find the right family, because there's certain dogs that might not do well with kids or might not do well with cats or something like that. Talk about that process a little bit.
Well, the staff definitely spend time with the animals to kind of see what their demeanor is and their personality. And because they have a lot of years of experience doing this, they kind of know where to place them.
They get to know the pets.
Interact with other dogs, interact with cats or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we have this big playroom that the families can come in, and if they have pets already, they can bring them in and see how they interact. And
the whole family.
So there's a real trial period that we go through.
Which is really nice to think about, because we're not putting these dogs into just random homes, and we're not just placing them at random. We're meeting the families, making sure that it is the perfect fit and the chemistry is there.
Absolutely.
Which is really an important part about the adoption process for sure.
Right.
ConwayShelter.org is where you can go for all the details about the Conway Area Humane Society. Of course, you can check out the Sea Dog Brewery online as well. You guys must have a really exciting season coming up.
We do. Summer.
Always.
Hello.
Summer.
Summer
exactly.
in the Valley is always exciting. Everybody's gearing up for it.
Excellent. You guys do so much over there, too, when it comes to trivia nights and always looking to do some fun activity with everybody.
We do trivia nights on Wednesdays at 7, although we're not going to do it in July and August because of the volume.
Yeah.
We'll start up again in September. Karaoke night on Tuesdays at 8 to 11 with Cleet Boothby.
Awesome.
He's fantastic. Draws a great crowd. They're so open and accepting. We'll do that all the way through the summertime. And then we obviously have live music every Friday and Saturday night, too.
Excellent. So definitely want to check them out right off of Route 16 there, right next to Harris Family Furniture. That is Sea Dog Brewery. Here it is, Sea Dog to the Rescue. We're going to post all the details about this on our website. Again, conwaymagic.com. We'll also be on our Facebook page. And make sure you tune in every single Tuesday around noontime for the new dog of the week. And, of course, you can check out...
Or cat.
Exactly. See what I'm saying, Tim? These poor cats. You're absolutely right. Or cat. Dog or cat of the week. Pet of the week. That's how we'll do it. And we'll post that info on our Facebook page. And, of course, you can check out all the info, too, with the Sea Dog Brewery. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. I'm so excited about this. And I hope to keep it going now. We're going to have fun.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gino.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.